are actually part of Christ. Go to man take those parts, part of Christ, and join it with a prostitute? Never! Now, in the sexual revolution that we live in, sex is viewed as a basic biological component. The philosophy floating around these days sounds like this. They say, do what you can with whoever is willing, however you want. Don't feel guilty for following through with your primitive desires. The world says that you can't let the things that you feel on the inside be repressed, otherwise you'll explode. And that's how that line of thought goes. And you know, we might think that this is some kind of new advanced thinking in our modern era, but human nature is human nature. What exists now existed centuries ago. The Apostle Paul says that believers can never forget that Christ dwells in them, and what they do with their bodies always includes Christ. In fact, jump back to verse 13 of 1 Corinthians 6. Look what he said here. It says, you say, food was made for the stomach, and the stomach for food. The idea is, if you're hungry, whenever you get hungry, what do? You eat.
We'll be right back.